Today's shiur is Masechta Makos Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Tez Yud Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. As we have been learning, one of the types of situations for which there is no Chiv Malkus, there is no Malkus, is a Lav Hanitik Lasei. When the Torah tells us there's an Aveira, but afterwards the Torah tells us that there's an Asei, so there's no Lav for the, there's no Chiv Malkus. Because what the Torah is saying, explains Rashi, is that you did the Aveira, you did the Lav, but the Torah gives you a way to fix that Aveira. And the way to fix the Aveira is do the mitzvah say that the Torah suggests should be done after you did that Aveira. And that will take away the Aveira. That will correct the Aveira, and there's no need for Malkus. Of course, the other reason why there's no Malkus for such a situation is, as we've been learning, the source for which Averis there is a Chiv Malkus is the Lav Dechsima, the Loisachs Meshabadishai, the Unalan Muzzle and Animal. And that Lav is not a Lav Hanitik Lasei. So from there we learn that only something which is a Lav Hanitik Lasei, anything that's not the Lav Hanitik Lasei, which is a Lav Hanitik Lasei, it's not similar to the Lav Dechsima. That's why there is no Malkus. But now teaches us the Gemara. Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol lasei loisa sei shekidma sei. Whenever you have a lav that has an assay attached to it, but the lav is kidma sei, the assay is there first, like and love, you would get Malkus. So there's two ways of learning what the Gemara means. And many Rishonim suggest what the Gemara means to say is that you have to have both of these conditions, that when you have these conditions, it's not considered Lav Hanitik Lasei. One explanation is that the assay is the type of an assay that you could do even if you haven't violated the Lav. When is there a din of Lav Hanitik Lasei? Is, as we just said, when the assay serves to correct the Lav. But in a case where the assay could be independent of the lav, that's not considered a lav hanitik lasei. The other explanation of a lav hanitik lasei is where the lav, where the assay is stated before the lav. What is considered a lav hanitik lasei? Only when it's a lav that has the assay after the lav. But when the Torah states the assay before the lav, then it's not considered a lav hanitik lasei. So says the Gemara again, Om Rabba Babachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol lasei shekid masei, whenever you have a lav that there's an assay before independent, that won't be considered a lav hanitik lasei, and like in a law for such a lav, there will be Malkus. Amaloi, so they asked Rabbi Yochanan, after they heard that that was what Rabbi Yochanan said, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amarta, is this indeed what you said? Amalahem, Amalu Rabbi Yochanan says, Loi, I never said that. And Rashi explains what he meant to say was that I retract what I said. Amar Rava, to which Rabbi said, Halakim Amra, you did say it, V'ksiva V'tanina. And I could show you that there is, that the Mishnah and the Torah say that there is Malkus. K'siva, because the Pasuk says, V'yishalchu, that somebody who's Tomei has to be sent out of the Machna Shechina, out of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Torah says, V'loy tamu as machneim, that there's a lav to enter the Beis HaMikdash when you are Tomei. This is going to be considered a lav shekidma lasei. And Tanina, and the Mishnah taught us that a Baal HaMikdash, if somebody comes to Beis HaMikdash, is Tomei. Even though technically it's correctable by leaving v'yishalchman amachna, but since it's independent, the assay is there independently, therefore it's not considered a lav hanitik lasei. How is this considered a situation of an assay that the assay can be done before the lav? It's referring to a situation, for example, if somebody became tamei when he was in the Beis HaMikdash. So right away he has, so it wasn't over a lav of entering the Beis HaMikdash, He isn't over allowed for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, for when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't Tamei. But he could, he has the obligation of Yishalchu Menamachna, he has the obligation to immediately leave the Beis HaMikdash, that mitzvah to say, not to be in the Beis HaMikdash when he is Tamei. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan said that he never said it. But it's interesting to point out, if we follow, says the Ritva, the Shaklavataria of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's initial reaction was loy, that he never said it. And then he actually is able to explain why this halacha is understandable. So the way to understand the Gemara, says Ritva, is Rabbi Yochanan's initial reaction was that he heard that he didn't say this halacha, but then he rethinks what he said and he can't say the halacha. So we're learning that the staying in the Beis HaMikdash or leaving the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamei is a fulfillment of the lav of the mitzvah to say v'shalchum and amachnam. The question is, what is the mitzvah to say? Is the mitzvah to say to actively leave? Or the mitzvah to say that as long as you're not in the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamei, you're fulfilling that mitzvah to say? Where is it relevant to? We know that the Torah teaches us the chiyuv of tashbisu, that we have a chiyuv to destroy the chametz. The question is, when we speak about the chiyuv of tashbisu, the chiyuv of destroying chametz, what does that mean? Does it mean that you have chametz and you destroy the chametz to fulfill that mitzvah to say? Or, as long as you don't have chametz on Erev Pesach, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. And then many suggest that to fulfill the mitzvah to say, it's not sufficient that you just don't have chametz. What's necessary is that you actively burn the chametz. Like we're saying here, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishalchum and Amachna, means that you actually leave when you are Tamei. So the question is, if somebody didn't have chametz and didn't do anything to actively destroy the chametz, is he mekayim that mitzvah's asay? The Makor Chayim says that if somebody doesn't actively do something to destroy chametz, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu. And if somebody doesn't have chametz in Erev Pesach, he would suggest you should buy chametz to destroy it. In fact, I saw that the Shas HaTshuvos for Yan Yosef quotes the Zohar that by actively destroying the chametz, by fulfilling that mitzvah asay, that also will accomplish that if chas v'shalom, a person is in any way connected to ruach tuma, that's the way he could get rid of the ruach tuma. So besides that, according to the Rishonim, some Rishonim, you only mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu if you actively destroy the chametz, it could be suggested that more than that, if you don't actively destroy, you want to have the bracha of getting rid of the ruach tuma, that could only be accomplished by actually destroying the halacha. The Gemara just said that Rabbi Yochanan's reaction was that because he saw that what was said was difficult to understand, he said, "Loy, I never said that." And the question is, if somebody wants, somebody is saying, people heard a shir from a maggid shir, and the maggid shir said something that seems to be difficult to understand, that seems to be incorrect, can somebody, a talmud of that maggid shir, who's interested in protecting the covet of his Rebbe, say that he never said it? And Ramosha in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Zayin, says that there's a concept of covet HaTorah, there's a concept of covet Shemayim, and under those circumstances where we're worried about the covet Shemayim, the covet of the Talmud Torah, the covet of the Talmud Chacham, we're allowed to even say something, say that the Rebbe never said it, even though he did say it. The Crazy Aplacy brings that there was a menaker, a person who knew how to take out the fats from an animal, and he made a mistake in identifying something regarding what is or what isn't the Gira Nosha. And he says that he identified a certain gid, and he was making a mistake. And the Krasi says that he was shown, the Menachem was shown a smag that this can't be right, what you're saying, because the gid that you're identifying is only by males and not by females. And the gid anasha apply is by males and females. And it was obvious that the smag is misunderstood. And he said, because the smag was misunderstood, he's allowed to change and say what the smag said again to protect the covet of the smag. Continues the Gemara Ella. So we see that if it's a lav hanitik masay, if the lav with the assay precedes the lav, that there is malchus. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara my tamika hodbe, why do Rabbi Yochanan need to retract? Says the Gemara, Mishmat Kashlei Oynus. The halacha is that somebody who violates a woman, the Torah says that he has to marry her. Leyuchel Shachol Kol Yomav. The Tanya and the Brisa teaches us Oynus Shagiris. If somebody violated a woman and he married her and then he divorced her, so he violated the lav of the Torah of Loisia Lisha. So he violated the lav of La Yuchel Shalcha. Says the Gemara, Im Yisrael, who, if he's a Yisrael, Machser, he should just remarry her, Ven Eloika, but he won't get Malchus. Im Kain, who, but if he's a Kain and he can't take her back because she's a Grusha, Loika, he'll get Malchus, Ven Machser, and he can't take her back because a Kain can't marry a Grusha. So we see that Im Yisrael Machsevein Eloika Amai Less Essay Shekadim Asehu. The essay of Veloisi Elisha precedes the Malchus. So if it precedes the Lav, so if you're saying that any essay that precedes the Lav is then you do get Malchus. So then over here, why don't you get Malchus if you divorced her La Yuchel Shalcha when you violated the Lav of La Yuchel Shalcha? Here we're learning that the Kohen who divorced her can't take her back because he's not going to marry a Grusha, and therefore he's violating it. What he takes, he can't marry her back because she's now a Grusha. So Tarsus asks, why don't we say Ese Deichaloisa say? The mitzvah say, V'loi Sia Leisha should override the Lav, the Isha Grusha, Isha La Yikachu, that a Kohen may not marry a Grusha. Tosfos answer that the mitzvah, since you're not obligated to be marrying her, that means the Torah says that Oynus has to marry that woman that he was Ma'anis. But let's say the woman refuses to marry him, then they don't have to get married. When is there a din of Eser Deichaloisa say, says Tosfos, only when the essay has to be fulfilled. But when we have an essay that doesn't have to be fulfilled, as we just explained, there is no rule of essay doichaloisasei. The Rashba discusses why certain mitzvahs do not have a bracha. For example, he says, the heshev is a gzela, that if somebody stole something, he doesn't have to make a bracha when he returns what he stole, because it's a mitzvah ben avera, and since it was done through an avera, there's no mitzvah to make a bracha. So says the Seif Imri Binya that since there's a mitzvah of loisia liisha, but it can't empower, it can't override the mitzvah abab avera if it's done through an avera. Says the Chasam Sofer, since the Torah of loisia liisha and the Torah of Heshev is a gzela, they were given to remedy the Avera, then if they would be considered a mitzvah b'Avera, we began our shiur today saying that what does a lav anitik lasei mean? A lav anitik lasei means that the assay corrects the lav. If this would be considered a mitzvah b'Avera, it wouldn't be have the ability to bring to override that that aveira of Levyucha L'Shalcha. Says the Gemara that so now we see the Rabbi Yochanan is giving us an example where the essay is before the lav, and you still don't get Malkus. Amu Ula, so Ula says that's something else. Lo Yomer, the Torah didn't need to say Lo Shabainus, that if somebody violated a woman, she has to be married to him. The Ligma Mimaita Shemra. If a man says regarding his wife that she didn't have psulim because she obviously had an adulterous relationship after she became an arusa, before she became an asua, and the Mitzvah Shemra is that he makes this claim about his wife, and then it turns out that what he said is not true, so the halach is that he has to marry or remain married to her. So says the Gemara. Ma Mitzvah Shemra shlo yasa maisa. He just said something about this woman. Amrachmana lesilisha. The Torah says he has to marry her. Oinus, where he actually violated her. Lekoshkein. So if that's the case, why does the Torah say lesilisha? It's obvious that they have to get married. To teach us some ena inyan lefanov, that it's not come to teach us that there's a chiv lesilisha before he did the act, before he divorced her. And what is the Torah coming to do with this? To turn this Lysia Leisha into a lav and nitik lasei. Because now we're saying that the say is for after the lav and not for before the lav. Ask the Gemara, for Kati, it's still difficult to understand. How do we want to say that we're going to learn the chiv of Oinus? That you have to marry her from Mitzvah Shemra. But says the Gemara, we can't learn Oinus from Mitzvah Shemra. Because Ma'ala Mitzvah Shemra, Dikla Mifrak, Ma'ala Mitzvah Shemra, Shekein Loike Mishalim. As we've been discussing many times in our Shiurim, the halacha is that there is no K'dei Rishasai, Kim Leibet Rabbanei, Mishim Risha Achas Atta Mechaivai, Ve'atta Mechaivai Mishim Rishuyas. We never give a person two punishments for one aveira. There is an exception, however, to that halacha. The exception to that halacha is the case of a mitzvah shemra, where there, besides that he has to pay her, he has to also get malchus. So we see that mitzvah shemra is a very unique aveira, and we can't learn ma'ala mitzvah shemra, shekein loike mishalim, and we can't learn oinus from mitzvah shemra. Ella, says the Gemara, on the contrary, La Yomer, it wasn't necessary for the Torah to say La Silisha B'Maitse Shemra, that a Maitse Shemra has to marry her, V'Ligma Ma'inus, and we should learn that the Maitse Shemra has to marry her from Ma'inus, and we'll say as follows, Ma'inus, which is not as severe, Shena Loike Mishalim, you don't have both, Da'alocha is Amar Rachmana, V'La Silisha, Maitse Shemra, which has this din, that loike mishalim, loike koshkein, that the halacha is loisi elisha. So now the question is, lama nema, why wasn't it necessary for the Torah to say the words of loisi elisha by Mitzvah Shemra? So we learn from here, im eina inyan le Mitzvah Shemra, tenei inyan oinus. We're going to say it's not referring to the Mitzvah Shemra, we're going to say it's referring to the oinus. Moreover, vim eina inyan lefonov, it's not needed to tell us the halacha that he's supposed to marry her, because the Torah already said loisi elisha once by the oinus. What's come to teach us to tenei linya and achrov that loisi elisha after he divorced her, he should take her back. And if that's what we're saying, then it's going to become a lava nitik lasei. And therefore, even though this is a case where the say is here before the lav, and the halacha ought to be therefore that there is Malkus for this lav, even though it has an essay, the Torah added v'loisi elisha to teach us that there won't be. There won't be Malkus in this case. A special halacha to teach us this din. Says the Gemara, But says the Gemara, this entire back and forth that the Gemara just suggested was because we want to learn Matzah Shomer from Oynus. Dikla Mifra, we have a question. Malo Oynus, how can we learn the Halacha of Matzah Shomer from Oynus? Isn't the Oynus different? He did an act of violating her. Whereas when we speak about a Matzah Shomer, there was no act. It was just, as we said before, there was a just talk. And we therefore can't learn the Halacha that a Matzah Shomer has to marry this woman from Oynus. And if that's the case, the Loshia Leisha, which is stated by Matzah Shomer, is not superfluous. Ella Loyoyim Loshia Leisha by Matzah Shomer, Shrei Ishtahi. Another reason suggested why it wasn't necessary to say Loshia Leisha by the Matzah Shomer. She's already his wife. Lama Nemer. Why was it necessary for the Torah to say it? So Gemara says again, if it's not necessary to teach the halacha regarding Matzah Shomer, it's not here to tell us that he should marry her because that the Torah already said once, L'Seil Isha. It's there, Tanei Inyal Achrov, that after he divorced her, L'Seil Isha, and what will result is that we now have a Lav Hanitik L'Sei. Vema, says the Gemara, why are we saying that the Loisil Isha that's stated by the Matzah Shomer is superfluous, and we're applying it to an Oynus after he divorced her, and in front of the Matzah Shomer, say maybe what it's coming to teach us that by Matzah Shomer, what the Torah means to teach us is that if a Matzah Shomer divorced his wife, then there's a superfluous of a Loisil Isha. And that superfluous Loisi Elisha will teach us that he should, that superfluous Loisi Elisha will teach us that it's a lav nitik lasei, just take her back and you won't get Malkus. But that's going to be regarding a Matzah Shomer, but we won't know that that's the halacha by an Oynus, says the Mara Nechnami. That's a fair argument, that the Loisi Elisha that's said by Matzah Shomer is coming to teach us that a Matzah Shomer who divorced his wife, Loisil Isha tells us, take her back, and that's why it'll be a lava nitik lasei, and you won't get Malkus. And now, how will we know that that too, that also is the halacha by Oynus? Says the Gemara, v'asa Oynus v'gamimineh, we're going to learn the halacha of an Oynus from Matzah Shomer. Says the Gemara, how are we tempting to learn the halacha of a Matzah, of an Oynus from Matzah Shomer? B'may gamimineh, how do we want to learn the halacha of an Oynus from Matzah Shomer? Ibn Kavachomer, Ibn Mamatzina. Whether we're trying to accomplish it by learning a Kavachomer, or whether we're trying to learn a Mamatzinu, which means that they have a common denominator, Ikla Mifrach, that they're not the same. Because Malet and Shomer, Shekein Lo'asa Maisa, so how can we learn the halacha of an Oynus, which is, involves a Maisa, the violation of the woman, from a Matzah Shomer? Ella Amarava, the Pasuk says, the Torah says Lo Yuchel Shasha Kol Yomav. So the question is, why did the Torah have to word use the word, say the words Kol Yomav? Of course, if the Torah says Lo Yuchel Shalcha that he may not divorce her, Kol Yomav is obvious. And what is the Torah saying with the word Kol Yomav? That if he did divorce her, it's a lav hanitik lasei and just take her back. And there won't be Malkus. It says the Gemara, V'chein ki asu Ravan Amar Rabbi Yochan, Ko yom ba'am v'achser. That's what the Pasuk means to say. You could correct the lav of La Yuchel Shalcha. You could correct the lav of divorcing her by just remarrying her. Amalei Rapapa L'Rava, how could Rav suggest, how could Rabbi Yochan suggest that you'll get Malkus for lav where the essay is there before the lav? But as we said at the beginning of the shiur, all Hilchas Malkus are learned from the Lav of Chasima, the Lav where one may not muzzle his animal. And the Lav of Chasima is a Lav that doesn't have any essay, not before the Lav and not after the Lav. And if that serves as the model for all Malkus, because the Torah teaches us the Chalocha of Malkus, right after it teaches us the Halocha, the Torah teaches us the lav of the chi of Malkus right after the lav of Chasima to teach us that that becomes the model for all La'achiv Malkus, so this is not like that lav, even if the essay is there before the lav. So how could one suggest that you'll get Malkus for a lav where the essay is there before the lav? Amalei, says the Gemara, shun the kasbe rachmana, because the Torah says a nice essay before the lav, shun the kasbe rachmana essay yaseira, because the Torah added an essay, why would that be a reason that migregaru, that you should not get Malkus? Says the Gemara, if you're using this type of logic, yehachi lav shenitik lasei, every lav shenitik lasei, where the essay comes after the lav, nami lema, why don't we say the same? Mishum the kosbe rachman essay yaseira, just because the Torah applied an essay to the lav, migregaru, there shouldn't be Malkus? Amle, says the Gemara, absolutely. Hahulan tkui lav hudasa. The purpose of the Torah adding, mentioning the essay after the lav is to tell us that this lav can be corrected. How can this lav be corrected? By doing the essay. But that's only when the essay comes after the lav. But ask the Gemara, we're going to now learn a new question. What does it mean that you could fulfill, you could fix the lav with the essay? Bitla v'loy blatla. That means in a lav hanitik l'essay, as long as you have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah essay, then you're not going to get Malkus. And that's why we're going to explain why somebody who violated a woman and had to marry her and did marry her and then divorced her won't get Malkus, because he always has the opportunity to take her back. And that's called, as long as he can fulfill that mitzvah essay, he won't get Malkus. Elamanda makima v'loy kaimai. As soon as you were told to do the mitzvah essay, you have to do it. And if you didn't do it when you were told to do it by Beis Din, you're going to get Malkus. So why Michael Amemer? As soon as Beis Din will tell this person who was ma'anis a woman and married her, divorced her, take her back, and he won't take her back, then he'll get Malkus. So the svara that the Gemara just said, b'kol yomav, that as long as he always has the ability of amad v'achser, that he could take her back, and therefore he could fix the lav with doing that, is not true. Answers the Gemara, midu hutama, the whole concept that we learned now, that since you could always correct the lav, you don't get Malkus. Who said that? Who says that? Svar Rabbi Yochanan. And Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, that the way to understand, says Rabbi Yochanan, the concept of mitzvahs, the way to understand the concept of lava nitik lasei, it bitla chayiv loy bitla potler. As long as you have the ability to fulfill that lav, it's still considered lava nitik lasei. And therefore, this person who divorced, the ma'anis who divorced that woman, can always correct what he did by marrying her, and that's why it's not considered that it was a mevatel essay. Says the Gemara, where do we see that this is Rabbi Yochanan's approach to lav hanitik lasei? Says the Maratana Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting. Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora. They were teaching brises. There was an Amora that would used to repeat brises in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, any mitzvah sloisa say that can be corrected with a mitzvah say, lav hanitik lasei, kaim esi shaba, and if you fulfill the mitzvah say potter, bitl esi shaba, but if you can't fulfill that mitzvah, then yechayiv. Vamalei, and Rabbi Yochanan tried to understand my comment, exactly what does the brisa mean. Kiyam potter, you should have said that if you fulfill the mitzvah say, you will not get Malkus. Loi chayim, but if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah say, then you'll be chayim Malkus. Then if you're saying bitl, that if you made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah say, loy bitl potter. So as long as you didn't make it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah say, then it's potter. And as the Rosh Hashanah explains, that the Gemara is saying that when we look at these two statements and we try to infer from these two statements, we come up with opposite results. The fact that it says kiyim potter, only if you fulfill the mitzvah say, indicates that if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah say, you'll be chayiv malchus. On the other hand, it says, bitl chayiv, only if you actively made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah say, will be chayiv. But as long as you still fulfill that mitzvah say, then you're not going to be chayiv malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan's question is, how do we understand the statements that were made? Says the Gemara, Tani, Sir Rabbi Yochanan said, bitlei v'loi bitlei, that as long as you have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah say, you will not get malchus. Only when you no longer have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah say, will there be malchus. The Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish, however, held that the way to learn the Brice, again, because we need, as we just explained from the Rishash, that consistency in the Brisa. So he's going to learn Kimai v'loi Kimai. That if you Bezdin told you to fulfill the mitzvah sasei, and you do it, great, and there won't be Malchus. But if you don't fulfill what Bezdin tells you to do, so as soon as you don't fulfill what they told you to do, even though technically and potentially you do have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah sasei, you will get Malchus. So ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their machloikus? What is the basis of their machloikus? Says the Gemara, Basra Safi Kamufki. We know that to get any punishment, to get Malchus or any punishment, there has to be a Hasra first. To tell the person that you're going to get, for doing what you're going to do, there's going to be this punishment. Masav, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Hasra Safi Shma Asra. Giving a Asra Sofik is considered a valid Asra. And therefore, the Lav HaNitik L'Sei is only considered that you can't do it until you can't possibly do it. The Asra that they did, that they gave when he violated the Lav, is only going to kick in when he will violate the Asay. Then he's going to get Malchus for the Lav. Rish Lakish holds Asra Sofik L'Shma Asra. And if you're going to hold that in order to get Malchus, you have to actively be mevatel the assay, so when you did the lav, you still could fix it with the assay. So how will it be possible to give asra? The asra that was given at the time of the Avera cannot result in Malchus. It can't result in Malchus because maybe he'll do the mitzvah assay. It must be that the lav is done immediately. And as soon as Bezdin tells you either correct it or you'll be over the lav, that is considered a full-fledged hasra, and therefore you'll get Malchus. But that is dependent that as soon as you violate Bezdin's warning, you're going to be chayiv Malchus, even though you could still potentially do the assay. And says the Gemara, V'azdel Tamayu, this machlokes that we're learning now of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is taught elsewhere. The Itmar, if somebody makes a shvur sh'oichel kiko zeh hayoim, he makes a shvur, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. So he has the ability, as long as he eats the bread at any time during the day, he will fulfill the shvur. So if you tell him at any time, 10 o'clock in the morning, eat the bread, otherwise you'd be violating the shvur, it's a hasra sofik, because he could say, I have all day to eat it. And now the entire day passed, and he did not eat the bread. He won't get Malchus. But there's a difference why. He didn't do something. You don't get Malchus by a lav shein b'maisa. Kol lav shein b'maisa ain't lakin alav. The reason you don't get Malchus, because b'shem dav asra sofik, kol asra sofik, Loishma Asra, if it's Asra Sofik, it's not considered a valid Asra. Rabbi Yochanan, who did not say this explanation, that it's Asra Sofik, and Asra Sofik Loishma Asra, presumably holds that Asra Sofik, as we've been saying, Rabbi Yochanan holds, is considered a valid Asra.